Welcome to the CARE program model. The CARE program model represents a new approach and a new generation of training for residential child and youth care work. The Residential Child Care Project at Cornell University has long been a leader in child and youth care training, and in this new curriculum, the project has brought together in a unified manner the best practices derived from the work and wisdom of the field's top practitioners with the latest knowledge and frameworks derived from residential care research. Initial feedback from agencies utilizing this approach indicates that it is both challenging and liberating. It is challenging because it places prime importance on the practitioner's ability to be self-aware, reflective, and truly responsive, not just reactive. It is liberating as it frees the worker to help to heal the pain and trauma at the heart of young people's experiences, rather than directing them to focus on controlling behavior. The subtitle of this text, Creating the Conditions for Change, emphasizes both the need for enhancing young people's development and the fact that young people are always in charge of their own behavior. Our job as child and youth care practitioners in residential care is to create an environment conducive to growth and to respond therapeutically to the situations and struggles of the residents and their families. But make no mistake, this is tough work that requires rigorous training and ongoing supervision of the highest order. Thus, the need for a powerful, integrated, and well-grounded model for understanding and addressing residential life and residential child and youth care practice. But the lives of the young people and their futures are worth the struggle, and they deserve our very best efforts. Finally, research has demonstrated that effective residential care practice requires the commitment and active participation of the entire residential agency and system. It must be a system that is congruent with the responsive care work needed by the young people themselves. At each level of the organization, and across all levels of the system, the core principles and effective interactional dynamics that comprise the foundation of this approach need to be modeled and practiced. Any agency taking on a commitment to implement this CARE program model is to be applauded and encouraged. I am confident that this book will prove to be a rich resource for managers, trainers, and workers alike, and that the quality of residential care in agencies utilizing this material in a conscious and disciplined way will be significantly enhanced.